What up, gangs? How's everybody doing this afternoon?
So good. What a day.
You are on little sleep and so perky.
Yes.
It's running. That new lifestyle of hers.
Yeah.
Get up early, eggs and bacon for breakfast.
Google propofol. Okay, so Scream 2,
Smile 2.
Smile 2, which involved a lot of screaming.
Now she sounds like she had an hour's sleep.
2.
Whatever that movie was.
Let's talk about it. Oof. Did you see the first one, Dan?
No.
Oh, it's so creative and so scary and some gore, but more thriller jump scare. This is a little more gory, but so many jump scares and a couple of scenes that I, in the middle of the night, was like, oh, like the cat jumped off the counter at one point and I thought someone was literally trying to kill me.
Hmm.
It is worth the $15. Yep. Yeah, you should be an extra in that.
So they went more.
I do pretty good, don't I?
They went more
with the jump scare approach this time and less of the mind blank.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. And it follows generally, you know, the first, I keep wanting to say Scream, the first.
Smile.
Smile was set really in a mental ward, psych ward.
That's right. Now I can see the previews in my head now. Yeah.
This one, there's no spoilers here. This is in the trailer. Is picture not a rock star, but sort of a, I don't want to call her a rock star. Picture like a more talented Britney Spears, who is having some mental challenges, has had some trauma in her life.
So just picture Britney Spears.
A little bit. And then all of a sudden, sort of like in the Joker, Scott, you don't really know what she's seeing, what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
And so it was a very creative way, I thought, to continue the storyline. I can't imagine there's a third or a fourth episode out of this, but.
So having never seen either one, are there any recurring characters?
No, there is a brief mention toward the end of a character in an earlier show. And I pointed out, the kids went with me last night. I pointed out that was the brother of the guy in the psych ward in the first one. They went, oh, yeah. But you would not have to see that to follow any of the movie.
So it stands independent.
It stands independently. But if you are going to see one of the two, see the first. Without question, see the first one.
So this one had less of an aggressive impact on people who might be suffering from, I don't know, extreme depression.
I still would not go see it if that's in your wheelhouse right now. It's disturbing.
Because that's what we heard about the first one was if you're struggling,
that's right.
Avoid at all costs.
If you have mental health issues and are depressed, do not go see Smile 1.
It is disturbing. But 1 is still better, as per usual, than 2.
Oh, I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. That the second movie is always worse than the first?
Man, Equalizer 2 was pretty darn good.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Top Gun Maverick?
Top Gun Maverick's better than Top Gun. Empire Strikes Back is better than the original Star Wars.
Oh, absolutely.
Empire Strikes Back's the best one.
In the horror genre, though, have they ever done a second one better? Jaws 2? Think about that. I mean,
I've never seen any of the Jaws movies.
It's hard, I think, in that genre specifically, for it to be better the second time around.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2 was not as good as Nightmare on Elm Street 1 because you already know the shtick.
I would say Saw 2 and 3 were better than Saw 1.
I agree with you on that.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Saw?
I can't bring my... That is just... To me, gore for the sake of gore is not my thing even during Halloween.
So I have seen... I don't like horror movies, but I did see Saw 1, 2, and 3.
After that,
I don't like horror movies, but I'm down with the trilogy of the gore of Saw.
Yeah. After 3, there's really no point in wasting your time. But 1, 2, and 3, I've argued for a long time, are some of the best horror movies out there.
Really?
They're pretty good.
Ugh.
And they actually have a storyline. And
there's a plot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get involved with the characters.
You get scared like crazy.
Dan, are you afraid to talk on the radio today?
No, I'm just looking at stuff.
Oh, okay.
Did you not sleep either, Dan?
I am feeling a little tired on this hump day.
Bump, 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 bump. There weren't that many people in the theater, I'll tell you that.
You know, I didn't connect the fact that you said you didn't sleep at all with the fact that you went and saw Smile 2. Were the two related?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I think somewhat. Yeah.
There's only one scary movie that's ever kept me up at night. It was called Mama.
Mama?
Oh, I have a long list of scary movies that have kept me up at night.
Amityville Horror. I never saw the movie, But as a child, I saw the trailers, the commercials.
All
on
you
TV.
Needed was watching them leaving in the
and
dark at night. Yep.
That's it.
And the do you remember the window slamming on someone's fingers? The window in that movie slammed on a child's fingers, and you just see the child going, bah! And in the trailer, I mean, that haunted me for years too, Dan.
Well, that has a personal impact with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember your traumatic injury?
Car doors.
Oh, my traumatic house story. Both actually are apropos. Yeah. Carry on.
We do Godfather Part 2 was better than the Godfather Part 1.
I've never gotten through an entire Godfather.
I've never seen.
I'm sorry, I haven't.
Well, it was before 1977. Of course, you haven't. Seen
I've never seen a minute of. I revealed the other day.
I tried.
I have only seen three movies ever made before 1977.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of them are good. Some of them don't really.
Wizard of Oz, Clockwork Orange, Patton.
Ben-Hur. You were around when that was made.
Okay.
Ah! Oh, speaking of, Sam pulled the trailer. I saw this on TV the other night. We got the full trailer last night. Guess what they are bringing back? And dare I say, it might be better than the first.
Is it a sequel or a remake?
Sort of a sequel. Russell Crowe.
Oh, Gladiator with Denzel Washington.
They are bringing back Gladiator.
Oh, that's been out for a while. I mean, it's been known for a while. Denzel Washington's in it. I was telling my mom about this last night. We went over to Sarah's for dinner, and I don't know how the Coliseum came up.
Oh.
But it did. And when I was living in a small town that starts with an X in a country I can't name, 2,000 years ago, this country, we were talking about, you know, the gladiators would come out and it was sport to watch them get killed or watch them kill others or animals. In my little town of Xanten, with an X, Xanten, Germany, it had been overrun by the Romans 2,000 years ago. There is a small Colosseum even in that town.
Okay. They have released a Gladiator 2 popcorn bucket that might be the coolest thing anyone has ever seen. It's like a commemorative square. It looks like the Colosseum, and then the popcorn is coming out of it. This was widely posted on social overnight. The trailer looks incredible, Scott. Incredible.
I know.
And you forget how good the first one was with Russell Crowe.
It's very good.
From Rotten Tomatoes.
Which, by the way, is 24 years old now.
Good God, we're getting old. From Rotten Tomatoes, Gladiator 2 First Reactions, Ridley Scott has done it again. They say the sequel is, quote, epic blockbuster filmmaking that benefits from an Oscar-worthy Denzel Washington performance and must be seen in the theaters. It looks like Denzel Washington is the thumbs up or thumbs down guy. That played
Caesar?
By Walker. Played by Joaquin Phoenix. And he just looks like
Caesar.
The Godfather who is standing there, you know, am I here to amuse you? Yes.
Well, hang on. I'm going to look that up.
It is an art. Oh. Gladiators. They're usually prisoners of war.
I claim this city for the glory of Rome.
You have something.
You rage.
Never let it go. It will carry you to greatness.
I forgot the first Gladiator won 5 Oscars.
Oh, it's a brilliant movie. When is it coming out? November 22nd.
Oh, I cannot wait.
November 22nd. So a month ago yesterday. Hang on, let me see who...
I will tell you this, in one of the sequences in the Gladiator arena thing, there is a gigantic CGI, but looks very real, rhinoceros. They've upped their Colosseum animal game
in
this
one.
I did
not see the rhino in the trailer. They definitely brought a chimp or whatever that was.
Sam, I'm telling you, you have to see this in the theater because, you know, with the Dolby sound, it's going boom, 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 boom. Oh, man,
it'll
looks
be good. A good movie. Okay. Theater movie.
So I don't see a main character playing Caesar. Denzel Washington plays a character named, I'm not going to ruin the movie, named Macrinus.
Okay.
He is a former slave who is plotting to control Rome.
Got it.
And I'm not going to read anymore. Because okay. then I'm going to give away the plot.
Well, he's the one choosing the gladiators based on the trailer that we just listened to.
Correct.